And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. I am so excited for this next interview because it is a BC3 grad who visited all 121 PA state parks. Okay, now I'm going to add this in 302 days. I mean, to visit all of them is an accomplishment and then do it in that timeline. I love it. Trevor Norquist is with me on the phone. Trevor, nice for you to join me. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on to talk about it.
Absolutely. So was this a plan that you had, or did it just so happen that you ended up visiting all of these parks?
So it was a plan. I fell in love with the parks in Colorado when I was out there last summer serving with AmeriCorps. So when I came back, I was like, I've never got to see Pennsylvania in the same way that I saw a state that I was only in for 10 weeks. So I was like, I'm just going to try to think of a way that I could see every corner of the state. So I got one of the state park maps and I looked, and there's 121 of them. So I got the list and put them all in my Google Maps and I saved them, and there they went. And I was like, I want to try to do it within a year because I don't know what my future holds.
True.
After
school, yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I need to see it, and I need to see it fast. So it kind of went like that, yeah.
Well, Trevor, I'll tell you, I didn't even know we had 121 state parks in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's the state parks and the state forests, but I didn't plot the state forests. I kind of just went to them. So, I mean, because they're all over and there's so much to see in them. So, I mean, that might be my next adventure in Pennsylvania. So
you never know. There's always a grand adventure,
yeah.
Right? So what was your big plan? Did you plan it out that you would start at one point and kind of go around the state? Were you going to go across the state and back? Like, what was your plan in this?
Yeah, so every single time I did it, I started in Butler because I was still doing school and I was working. So if I would have 2 days off, I would just be like, okay, I'm going to go. So I just did it like that. So the plan, I kind of did it from Western PA and worked my way east. So I did the shorter trips that I could just do in a day. And then they kind of started to get longer drives and exhausting.
Yeah, the other side of the state's not close. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I looked at, it's like almost 6 hours to the furthest point east. If you go to the furthest park in Ohio, it's actually closer than Pennsylvania. So it's really far.
So I know I'm going to get to the nuances of what you did, but are you planning on doing this anywhere else? Like, or would you go to Ohio? Would you go to Wisconsin? I mean, would you go to another state to do this?
Yeah. So I think last weekend, I went to a couple in Ohio and I was kind of underwhelmed. And then I hit one in the panhandle of West Virginia and it was nice. So I thought, well, maybe West Virginia might be my option. And then I went to a couple along Lake Erie in New York. But in New York, you have to pay for the parks. And I think that kind of, does a disservice to the general population. I mean, not everyone can pay to go to a park. So
right.
I don't think I want to do New York because that would be really expensive.
True.
So
I'm still
thinking about it. Yeah.
So when you went to these parks, were you looking for something in particular? Because we're outdoor people, my family and I, you know, we love to get outdoors. But, you know, sometimes when I go to one location, I think, okay, these are trees again, you know, or, you know, I'm on the same path again. You know, were you looking for something unique or did you just happen to find unique spots?
Yeah. So kind of both. So every park has a map. And on the maps, they have the trails and, you know, the lake, the water, whatever, it's what's in the park. And each map has, like, a little camera on it that'll signify a scenic vista or, like, a point of interest. So I made sure I would see that in each park. If there was more than one, I would kind of decide because I didn't have all the time in the world. So I would either do research or just wing it and hike to that point or something like that. So it wasn't the same each time. I think every park offers something different if you look for it. But I mean, not everyone can do that. So that's kind of why I just kind of winged it. And I found a lot of cool things that way.
So when you were there, did you decide to do anything unique in the way of, you know, rafting or going down the rivers, or did you stick to the trails, or did you want to do anything in particular when you were there?
And a majority of the parks I just hiked. And a few I rented a kayak. I wish I had my own, but this summer it's made it impossible to find one anywhere to buy. So
yeah.
And then I can't remember all of the little things that I did, but it was mostly hiking, picnicking, stuff like that. Just enjoying the outdoors.
Now, it is fun, and I think there's a positive side to doing this, but it's not all fun, is it? Because you said the driving, there's a lot of miles to do. There is a lot of walking, which I don't want to say that's not fun. That can be very enjoyable. But you got your tick bite, right, that took you down for a few days. Tell us about that.
So I remember seeing the signs everywhere in that park, like put on bug spray, tick bites. And I was like, you know what? I haven't gotten one yet. I'm wearing long sleeves. I'm fine. But I noticed the sign, so I knew I was going to get a tick bite. You know, we have that kind of intuition in ourselves. So,
yeah.
So I noticed the bite the next day cause it was itchy. It was right on my, underarm. And then the next day I went to work and I was just feeling really, really crappy. So I went immediately to MedExpress and she's like, oh, that's a tick bite because it had the bullseye around it. So, I was laid up for about 4 days. It was one of the worst sicknesses I felt. So, but now I'm a little more cautious and I put on bug spray. So
yeah, you take it with you, right? It's in the backpack with you now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So did you like the outdoors before you did this, or did this capture your imagination when you went to these particular parks?
I never really loved the outdoors the way I do now. I was never a Boy Scout or anything like that. But like I said, when I was in Colorado, I just grew to love the outdoors because there's just so much to see. And I think we do ourselves a disservice when we just stay inside and watch TV all day. I really fell in love with just everything nature has to offer because I don't think you can get bored when you're just exploring constantly and just, you know, seeing the environment and the animals and all of that stuff. I think it's just so interesting and kind of helps you disconnect from the crazy world we're in. So I think it's really helpful.
And I'm a TV watcher, but I'll tell you, when you turn off that TV, you seem to have a different appreciation for the things you do. And when you're outside, you know, you see a deer or you see the squirrels, you pay attention to what's going on around you. And it is amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's amazing just to see how the whole nature, the ecosystem works in these forests. Trevor Norquist is with me. He's a BC3 grad, and he visited all 121 PA state parks in 302 days. And so we're just talking about his trip because it's a unique idea. Did you document yourself in any way? Did you write things down? Did you take selfies? What did you do to be able to capture each moment?
I took a lot of pictures. What else? I grabbed the map from every park. That's another way I documented it. And I had the huge map of Pennsylvania, and I would just mark off whenever I visited one. I don't think I had any other little things that I did, but I took a lot of pictures. So I'm still going through all of them and kind of putting them on my website and the Facebook page that I made. So, it's going to be a long process to go through them all.
Right.
We're working through it.
Yeah, back in the day, you had about four pictures that had to be developed. Now, all of a sudden, we have like thousands of pictures on our cell phone. So it's a different world today.
Yeah, going through them all.
Right.
It's exhausting.
And then you take like 10 shots of the same picture. You know, it's like if I get it from this angle, maybe it'll be better. Yeah, I know. According to what you know, no one else has done this.
According to one of the papers that interviewed me, they found that a group of motorcyclists did it, but I don't think they did it within the amount of days that I did it. So, I mean, if there is someone who did it, I would love to talk to them and we can share our experiences.
Right.
But, I did this. I want to promote our state. I mean, I think it's beautiful and we don't see all of it. And I was just in my Western Pennsylvania bubble for so long, and I just never knew Pennsylvania was so big, had so many beautiful spots. So, yeah, I kind of, after a while, I just want to promote the state.
And that's a great idea, because we go on vacation, yeah, and we always want to go elsewhere. And I understand that we do
exactly.
that too, but then we don't think about mm-hmm. we could go elsewhere, but still be in our own state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
exactly.
It's a great idea to be able to promote Pennsylvania that way. And I agree with you. I love our state. You said you're putting this online. Are you having mm-hmm. people follow your story? Did you have them follow while you were on this adventure? How are people grabbing a hold of your story?
Yeah, so I always posted on Facebook. So on my first trip, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this endeavor. And so I would say where I went, I'd post the pictures and say, I did 5 parks out of 121, and each post I would kind of add how many parks I went to. But when I finished, I posted the story on a Facebook group called PA Hiking and Backpacking, I think. And there's 70,000 plus members in it. And it kind of took off, and I got messages about people wanting to talk about it. So that's kind of how it really took off. But I was only doing it for me, my family, my friends. Yeah, they all loved it. So I enjoyed it.
I love it. You could have left something behind in each little spot, like Trevor was here. One of those rocks. You could paint those rocks. Do your trip over again.
Yeah, I never thought about doing something like that, but I don't know. Well, I mean, there's a lot of states, so we'll see.
Right. This is just the beginning, hopefully, of a great journey. You could write a book about this, actually. We're giving you all kind of ideas.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing a coffee table book and putting my pictures in it and,
I love
and stuff
it.
Like that.
So, that would be great.
Yeah, still thinking about things, but yeah.
Yeah, good. So what's unique about, I don't want to say every park, because that's a lot of parks to go through in the time that we have, but what's the most unique place that you were just impressed, that you were surprised when you saw the view?
Well, the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon, I think the view, it's pretty impressive. I mean, the Grand Canyon in Arizona is great, but there's something about seeing all the green in Pennsylvania and the huge canyon. I never knew that something like that existed here. So that was a huge surprise, and I thought it was really unique to see that. But if we're talking about just the most unique park, I think Allegheny Island State Park, you have to use a boat to get to. It's right under the turnpike and on the Allegheny River. I think it's really unique. It's just an island and that's it. And then also President Buchanan's birthplace is a state park in South Central PA. And I think that's a pretty unique spot as well. It's just where he was born, our only president. So in Pennsylvania, I think that was really unique too. So, I mean, there's a lot of quirky little things in Pennsylvania and, so that's a cool thing that, I mean, seeing all the state parks, you can see all the little, unique spots in Pennsylvania.
Where is the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon?
The Pennsylvania Grand Canyon is near Wellsboro, PA. So it's right on Route 6, North Central PA, north of Williamsport. Straight north of Williamsport.
Wow. I can hear a lot of people say, we have a Grand Canyon? where's the Grand Canyon?
Yep,
and I think that's the problem with us not paying attention to Pennsylvania and how beautiful it is and the unique spots that there mm-hmm. is. Because when you said PA Grand Canyon, I thought, where is that? So we need to investigate our own state more.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So I asked you your unique spots. How about your favorite spots?
Yeah, so my favorite state park is Salt Springs. It's north of Scranton and south of Binghamton, New York. It's like right on the border of PA and New York. So it's probably the furthest one from Butler, but it's well worth the visit. So nearby there is also Ricketts Glen with all the waterfalls, but Salt Spring also has that. It's less visited. And there's a huge meadow at the top of the, if you want to call it a mountain, if you drive up, and no one's up there. So you kind of have that all to yourself. And you see all the mountains around it and just meadows full of wildflowers. It's just really peaceful. And I just think it was just really soothing and calming. And I don't know, I felt I felt a different way when I visited that one compared to all the other ones. It kind of just, it felt the best. I don't know how to describe it. Because some people might go there and be like, well, this is it, because it's a couple waterfalls
sure.
and a creek. But I don't know. There was something about it that park had that no other park did.
Yeah.
So I kind of fell in love with it.
For you, it spoke to you. For some reason, it spoke to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Your last trip, you saw a bald eagle. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so as I was walking out to the last point of my whole trip, it overlooked the Susquehanna River. And I mean, bald eagles are known to fly around this area, but I didn't know it at the time. I didn't look through the whole map yet, and there's pictures of bald eagles in it. But so I'm walking out to the overlook, and all of a sudden I notice at the corner of my eye, right above me, is a huge bird that's flying down over the river canyon, and you could see the white tail and the white head, and it was just kind of like, wow, you did it, this is it, here's your reward. I've never seen one out in the wild. So all of the parks, I hadn't seen any bald eagle or even before that, so I was like, here's a bald eagle for the first time. Flying over the Susquehanna River. So it was kind of a really amazing experience to cap it all off.
A majestic bird. It just has some power to it.
Yeah.
And some beauty as well. A lot of other people on your journey with you, not that they took the trip with you, but when you were at these parks, did you see a lot of people out, or were you kind of on your own?
It kind of depended on where I was. North Central PA, there was no one, which, I mean, no one lives up there, so it kind of made sense, but if you're near Philly, it was just way too crowded. There was a park there that, in one of the interviews, I said it was my least favorite, and people in the Philly area kind of
didn't like that.
On me about it.
Yeah, right.
But it just was so crowded, and you could not move. And that was just a few months ago, so it kind of was a little unnerving being around all those people. So
now, was it your
was
least
not my favorite?
Was it your least favorite because of the crowds? It wasn't because of the beauty of the area.
There really wasn't much around the area. It was surrounded by housing plans. And
oh, okay.
It just didn't feel like it should be. I don't want to say a state park, but it just did not feel natural.
Had a different feel to it.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it just didn't feel right. So it just was not, it was just, I don't know, they overtook it. So I don't, but
I got you.
All the other
yeah.
parks, they were a good amount of people. I wouldn't say too crowded or empty. Some were empty. Some were just perfect, honestly.
Trevor Nordquist with us. He's a BC3 grad who visited all of these state parks in the state, PA state parks. Did you know we have 121 PA state parks in 302 days? So he's made all of these visits, and now he's just sharing his journey. And I know, Trevor, I told you I'd keep you for a few minutes, and I appreciate your time, but I want to ask you about your future, because you are a senior at Slippery Rock University. You're looking for a bachelor's degree in Arabic and Japanese culture, and I love that. So what are you expecting to do as you journey in your life?
So I also started taking classes for my master's program, which is in TESOL, so teaching English as a second language. So I want to do something with ESL and teaching language, English. So I've taken Japanese and Arabic to kind of learn more about how to teach language and how to understand it. So I'm hoping to find some kind of ESL job somewhere. I mean, it's hard to find that in Pennsylvania, so. We'll see where it takes me, but yeah, I'm excited. I finish in November, so I'm excited to finally be done.
Well, wherever you go, whatever state you land in, you now have a blueprint for what you could do on your free time. You could go to the state parks
exactly.
in that particular state. So I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see where you venture to and your journeys that you take in the future. But any final thoughts you want to leave with us about these travels and the idea of going out to visit these state parks in PA?
Yeah, I would just say if you have a few days off, go explore Pennsylvania rather than other places, because you can find everything here. I think Pennsylvania has something to offer for everyone. And then I would also remind people to follow the take-in, take-out rule. So if you take in trash, make sure you take it out with you and don't leave it behind.
Did you find a lot of trash along the way?
Yeah, especially when COVID started and people started flocking to the parks more. People kind of forgot to clean up after themselves. So it was kind of disappointing to see that. But that's why, I mean, there's a lot of people who do take a bag with them. And I started doing that to pick up trash around the park. So that's an option if you do
keep
that.
Got to keep the parks clean and beautiful. And so we can all use them. Yeah. And I'm so glad you did what you did, Trevor. And I'm so glad that you joined us today to talk about it. And thank you so much for your time and best wishes as you go forward in your life.
Yeah, thank you so much.